right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie.
Hey, Ma, you home?
Yeah, boy,
Kai. I got a problem. I did the laundry today. I must have done something wrong. Look at this.
He holds a stained bra.
That's Gloria's bra.
Yeah, I had a hunch it was, Ma. But look, it's all stained.
Oh, well, what did you put it in with?
Well, just some socks, towels, my new blue shorts.
Oh, you should never put your blue shorts in with Gloria's bra.
Well, that's all right, Ma. We're married.
You never mix coloreds and whites.
Mike nods to himself.
Yeah, Archie's been telling me that for years. Well, what should I do with this?
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
Mike, did you pick out a name for the baby yet?
Yeah, well, we were thinking if we had a boy, we might call him Stanislaus. That was my father's name. It's Polish for Stanley.
Oh, I like the name Stanley. That was my cousin Claude's name.
Stanley was your cousin Claude's name?
Yeah, Claude Stanley.
Oh, Stanley was his last name.
Except in the phone book, there it was Stanley Claude.
Archie walks in.
Well, it's been a rotten day, folks.
Oh, Archie. You're home.
She's got wonderful eyesight.
It's Friday afternoon and it's only 1:30.
Whoop-de-doo, she can read the calendar and tell the time to. What the hell is this?
It's Gloria's bra.
I know what it is, but what is it doing here, huh? There's some things that should never be seen in public, and this here is two of them.
And his blue shorts run all over Gloria's bra.
Oh, jeez, leave it to this pre-void to turn doing laundry into a sex room. Get that slingshot out of here. Get away from me. What is this?
It's my laundry.
Oh, jeez, when his butt ain't in my chair, his laundry is.
Get it out of here.
Sorry, Arch. What are you doing home so early?
Oh, jeez, something happened at work today that got me all unsprung. I had to leave. I got Black Elmo to take over for me, you know, on the loading dock, and I ducked out.
Archie, what happened?
Sand is the hatchet man down at work. He ordered physical checkups next Monday, see? For two of us, the two guys over 50, of which I am one.
Well, who's the other man?
A guy around my own age, old man Deutschmeyer. And the word is out that the guy that's got the lessest amount of good health gets the heave-ho.
Arch, if he's a guy around your age, how come he's old man Dirksmeyer and you're not old man Bunker?
Because he acts like an old man. That's why. He walks around with his pants bagging in the behind. His shoelaces are untied, and half the time he's unzipped at a while.
I think you're putting down Dirksmeyer because you're afraid that he's in better health than you.
Get out of here. I'm in piping health. Every part on me is as good as any part of you when I was your age. Tell him, Edith.
Edith takes off her glasses and considers. Archie turns and stares at her.
What's taking you so long? Talk, will you?
Well, I'm going all over you.
I will never move. Get off of me, that's all. Listen, what I want to ask you is this. Could I refuse to take that medical test?
Arch, in the state of New York, if you refuse to take a company physical, they could legally fire you.
You see how them bums hide behind the law? They just want to get rid of us old guys over 50, that's all, and put us out the pasture. But I ain't ready to be pasteurized. Certainly not to make room for all these young college punks who can't find the jobs they was educated for.
Hey, don't blame the college kids. Put the blame for unemployment where it belongs, right at the White House door.
Well, don't blame President Ford, will you? The man's doing a hell of a job for a guy nobody voted for.
Gloria walks in.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Dad. Hi, Rick. Hi, Dave.
Hi, honey. How you
doing?
Hi, honey. Hey, what'd the doctor say?
Oh, he said everything is right on schedule. The fetus is in the proper position in the womb.
Oh, jeez, watch your life. Can't you just say that what do you call it there? Is A okay?
The what do you call it there? Is A okay?
Oh, Grace.
Gee, what are you doing home from work so early?
I gotta take a damn company physical.
Here?
Oh.
No, at the plant on Monday. And your father's worried about losing his job.
Well, what are you worried for? Doesn't the union protect your job?
It didn't protect Leo Silberforce from Sunnyside, get away from me. They wanted to fire him. They just let him go. They just made up some excuse there. They said he had neurosis in his liver.
That's cirrhosis.
Whatever. It was still a phony excuse. They didn't have the decency to tell him the real reason, which was that he was a lush.
Oh, the man didn't have a leg to stand on.
He couldn't even stand on two. But I ain't gonna stop there. We're gonna take this thing right up to the top.
Wait a minute. What do you mean we?
We. I mean you and me. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna write a letter to George Meany, the head of the UFO CIA.
What?
Certainly. There's the man in the country that's most worried about the unemployment.
Oh, poor Mr. Meany. Did he lose his job?
No, did you lose your marbles?
Arch, the only way that George Meany is going to stop unemployment is if he gets his pal Gerald Ford to start another war.
Well, that always worked in the past.
What are you saying? You're in favor of a major war?
We don't have to take on anybody real tough. You know, we could hit Mexico again. Can pounce on them in the middle of the day when they're all snoozing under them big dopey hats.
You know, you ought to be a military strategist.
Well, you ought to be backing out of a stable because you're a horse's patootie.
Archie returns to his armchair.
Archie, just to make sure you're all right, why don't you go see a doctor this afternoon? That way, if there ain't nothing wrong with you, you won't have nothing to worry about. And if there is something wrong with you, the doctor can fix it by Monday morning.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I tell you what. Why don't I go to a doctor this afternoon? And if he don't find nothing wrong with me, then I ain't got nothing to worry about. And if he finds something wrong with me, then maybe he can fix it by Monday morning.
Edith knits her brow.
Oh, that's a better idea.
It makes a lot more sense.
What do I say? Can't you folly that?
Edith looks around, confused, and nods. Later, a young nurse leads Archie into a doctor's private office.
This way, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, yeah, okay. How am I doing there, Nicey?
The doctor's checking out your tests right now. He'll be with you in a moment.
So what do I do then?
Why don't you sit down?
Oh, all right. I sit down, yeah. Oh.
Mrs. Bunker, you can come in now.
Oh, thank you.
Where you been?
What did Dr. Shapiro say?
Dr. Shapiro? He ain't here. Shapiro's on a 2-week vacation. He's visiting the land of his people, Miami.
Well, then who took care of you?
Geez, his assistant, some young kid, looked to be about 12 years of age there. He was right out of doctor school, I suppose. I half expected him to take my pulse with a Mickey Mouse watch.
Well, new doctors is the best kind. They ain't had time to forget what they learned in school.
The doctor walks in.
Okay, let's see.
How did I do on the test there, Junior?
Oh, don't worry. You did Nito Guido.
You talking Latin?
Let's see. Your blood count's normal. Heart and lungs are fine.
How about what I done for you in the bottle there? You know, the eulogy test.
Your urine is fine, too.
Oh, thank God for fine urine.
Only one thing concerns me. Your blood pressure is 170 over 98.
Oh, geez.
That's just a little high. Mm. Let me ask you, Mr. Bunker, are you the excitable type? Do you get upset easily?
Oh, no, I don't do that. No, no, ask her.
Well, only when something upsets him.
What kind of an answer is that?
You do get upset, or what should we gotta tell
him? I get upset when them young guys down at work start razzing me about my age, that's all. Now, Junior here asked me a question. I don't need the help of talking dingbat to give him an answer. Stifle yourself.
Archie calmly looks to the doctor, who nods to himself.
You just answered my question, Mr. Bunker. You obviously suffer from hypertension, so I'm going to give you this prescription for your nerves.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Now, I want you to go home and relax this weekend. Just stay calm.
That's it? That's all I got to do?
That's it.
Stay calm, huh? That's a cinch. Thanks very much, Doc. Let's get
thank
out of
you.
Here.
Thank you, Doc.
I'll open the door for you there, dear.
All right, I got
it. I said I'd open the door. Let me open.
It's open.
Get away from there, will you? What's the matter with you? You think I'm too feeble to open the door for myself?
He calmly looks to the doctor.
Good beginning, Mr. Bunker. Have a nice, calm weekend.
Thank you very much, Doctor. There. There. Come on, dear. After you. After you. Thank you, Doctor. After you, dear. You had to open your mouth in there. You're not supposed to stand like that.
Gazing at the closed door, the doctor shakes his head. Edith carries a footstool, a pillow, and a blanket down the stairs. And sets them up at Archie's chair, unaware of Gloria and Mike walking in the front door. She sits back and relaxes.
Take good care of yourself.
You belong to me.
Gloria and Mike dance into the room.
Sounds like the doctor gave Daddy a good report.
Oh, yeah, everything's fine except his blood pressure's a little high. So we gotta help keep him calm and relaxed all weekend.
Well, I can do it, but I'm not leaving town just for that.
Archie walks in.
All right, now I want calm in this loony bin. Hey,
Arch.
Let me take your coat.
Yeah,
you
go, Arch. Take it easy.
Did you
get your relaxing pills?
Yeah, I got them. $5 for 20 little sugar bullets.
He sits in his chair.
Nice and comfortable. Mike, would you get your father-in-law's slippers?
Sure, Mom.
And I'll get you a nice cold beer.
Oh, don't bother, Ma. I've seen you do it thousands of times. I'll get Daddy his beer.
Oh,
Edith takes off his shoes, revealing holy socks.
It's at these prices, only the druggist can relax.
Archie's toe sticks out of a hole, and Edith tucks it back in.
We mustn't let this little piggy catch cold.
Here are your slippers, Arch.
Yeah, thank you, meathead.
Here's your beer, Daddy.
Little girl.
And here's the Reader's Digest, so you just sit right there and relax.
How they are here. High blood pressure, the all-American killer. How the hell am I going to... Don't be doing nothing for me, will you? Just do like you always do around here. Please, don't change that. The little girl, go read something, huh? Eat it, knit something, will you? Meathead, eat something.
Daddy will do anything you want as long as you relax. Because we want you strong and healthy for little Stanislaus.
Gloria, don't talk about
it. Archie glowers at Mike, then furrows his brow.
What do you mean, do? Who is little Stanislaus?
Don't you think you better take a relaxing pill?
Later. Who is little Stanislaus?
Who'd like to hear a riddle?
Nobody in the world. Who is little Stanislaus?
What has four legs and flies?
Two pairs of pants. Who is little Stanislaus?
It's a garbage truck.
Need to think a minute. A garbage truck has four legs?
The driver and his helper.
Stay close to me, Lord, will you?
How about a pill?
How about who the hell is little Stanislaus?
Well, we were thinking if we had a boy, that might be his name.
Stanislaus? How'd you think up a nutty name like that?
That was my father's name, and it's a good name.
If Stanislaus is a good name, how come he named you Meathead?
He named me Michael. You named me Meathead.
If you was thinking about naming a man or a grandfather, why didn't you pick the grandfather who happens to be a living American here?
Before you get all upset, Daddy, would you like to know the other name we were considering if it's a boy?
What?
Archie.
Oh, that's your name.
You don't say.
See, Daddy, we didn't forget about you. We thought we'd use both grandfather's names and call him Stanislaus Archibald Stivic.
Well, how come you didn't think about it the other way around? Archie Stanislaus Stivic.
Oh, Daddy, you wouldn't want your grandchild to have those initials.
Archie thinks.
Well, it would fit the American grandfather.
Are you calling me an ass? All right, then. Get over there and sit down and shut up where you belong.
Sit, Daddy. Sit, dear. Relax.
I gotta be calm here.
There you are.
All right. Stanislaus. What the hell kind of a middle name is Laus?
All one name.
What is the difference? All the kids will call him Laus. They'll say, hey, Laus, where's the doggy you've been riding on? That's what they'll be hollering after him.
Arch, the kids will call him Stanley.
They will call him Laus. Little kids are mean and rotten. I ought to know. I used to be one.
Why'd they make fun of your name?
Yes.
Archibald is a nice name.
Archibald stinks. And when the kids on the block found out I was called Archibald, they brought me up to the Bronx and they left me there.
No arguments.
I want to tell you something here. Her and me ain't going to be diapering no Laus. And Stanley's a name that stinks, too.
Stanley's a name that stinks, too, huh?
Yes.
Fine. But I do not have to listen to you. It is up to us to name our own child. I don't have to stand here and listen to your juvenile opinions.
That's all you're going to get out of me.
Gloria pulls Archie aside, and Edith argues with Mike. Edith shoves Mike out the door, then pushes Gloria out too.
And don't come back till after Monday.
Edith, well, come over here. I never seen you like this before. You just threw your own pregnant daughter out of the house.
Why, no. But the doctor says that my husband needs calm and quiet.
You've done that for me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Edith. But I gotta tell you, the way you pushed the two of them out the door, you put me in mind of an Irish bartender at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why didn't you let him stay here at least until I could win the argument?
Oh, because I'm your wife and I'm supposed to keep you healthy.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Come on, sit back down here and relax and take your pill.
Yeah.
And don't worry no more about losing your job.
Oh, well, come on, you can't blame me for worrying about losing my job. Geez, a lot of old guys are getting laid off nowadays. I don't want to wind up on a park bench feeding the pigeons. Or maybe stealing from the pigeons.
Now, put this over you. Put your feet up.
She spreads out the blanket.
Yeah.
There. Now, ain't that comfy? Take your pill.
Yeah, take the pill.
You're going to come out better on the test than Mr. Dirksmeyer.
You're a good wife to me, Edith.
Oh, you're a good husband.
Well, you deserve every part of me, Edith. Still got to beat out Dirksmeyer. Well, then again, he's got awful feet, you know. Could a guy die from that?
Archie, don't think about that now. Just relax and be quiet. You want to go upstairs?
In the daylight, either?
didn't mean that.
Yeah, I know.
They cuddle up.
You wanna?
Edith considers. A smile creeps onto her face. And they head upstairs. On Monday, in the company first aid room.
Hiya there, Doc. Top of the morning to you. Hey, hey, it's a great day to be alive, huh? Where do I sit? Here's the chair. Where do you want the chair, Doc? Here, there, any place. Where?
He waves it around.
I suggest on the floor.
On the floor. You got it, Doc. Hey, Bunker here reporting. Ding dong.
I'm Dr. Ferguson. Stanley Ferguson.
Stanley Ferguson. Oh, I always loved that name, Stanley. Doc. I seen old man Dyksmeyer leaving the building. Gee, he looked kind of green around the grills, like he was going to barf up. I hope he gets through the front door in time.
Let's find out about you, Mr. Bunker. Your doctor's forwarded me his findings. The only question seems to be your blood pressure.
Oh, well, listen, Doc, I'm in great shape. Hey, you should have seen me running up them steps out there.
There are only two.
Here, I took them both at the same time.
The doctor takes his blood pressure.
Doc, I'm over 50, as you can certainly see, but I am certainly not over the hill.
Well, I hope not. I'm 71.
Get out of here.
71.
71? Jeez. Well, I mean, I would have said 70, but... Doc, remember... Us senior citizens, we got to stick together and stay in there punching, huh?
Right. I can't afford to get old. I play a very rotten game of shuffleboard.
Ah.
All right, now let's see if we can get the pressure down a bit.
I
tell you, relax. I want you to think happy thoughts. You're out on a beautiful lake. You're fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're living in a world where your age doesn't count against you.
Oh, geez, if only, Doc, if only.
Good, good. In a world where all men live in brotherhood, blacks and whites and blacks, mixing free...
The doctor knits his brow at the blood pressure gauge.
Bunker, your pressure is rising.
That don't mean nothing, Doc. I'm just holding back a pipe here.
It'll do it every time. All right, I'm going to put you down at 168 over 95.
Is that good?
Well, it's high normal, but it'll keep you your job.
Oh, well, geez, that's the main thing, Doc. Boy, what a relief that is. Hey, this is swelling.
Well, if nobody else is going to take care of us old-timers, got to do it ourselves.
Yeah, you said it, Doc. Listen, you're a swell guy. I wish you the best. May you always have a steady flow of invalids. How did old man Dyksmeyer check out?
Oh, well, I couldn't do much for Dyksmeyer. He's got problems.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, well, I'll tell the guys on the loading dock to get ready to throw him a nice going-away party, yeah? Okay, Doc, thank you very much.
Say, Doc, don't forget, we tee off tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Hey, hi there, Mr. Sanders.
Oh, hello, Bunker. How'd you make out with the doc?
Oh, swell, swell. I come through with flying colors there. I ain't hardly got any blood pressure at all.
Well, congratulations.
What do you think of poor Dyksmeyer?
Yeah, I just saw him leaving. Hey, Doc, what was the final determination on him?
Ulcers.
Oh, ulcers. Ain't that too bad? He can't be on the loading dock no more. That's rough, ain't it?
Rough? What's rough about that? He'll be eligible now for his union disability retirement, Social Security, medical insurance, probably all tax-free. Not to mention our new company pension plan. Putting those together, Dyksmeyer's going to be clearing more dough sitting on his butt than he ever made working here. Hey, Doc, you all through with him?
Yes, all through.
Hey, Bunker, you better get down on the loading platform. With Dyksmeyer off the job, we're going to be shorthanded down there.
Frustrated, Archie smirks. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story by John Rappaport. Program consultant Mel Tolkien and Ben Starr. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family. Stanley was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Norman Lear. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Sorrel Book, Mr. Sanders. John Zoller, Dr. Ferguson. Greg Mabry, Dr. Culver. Tracy Bogart, Nurse. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production.
Viacom.